has your experience changed the way you see life?
Definitely. You saw death every day, and you learn to live with that, and to cherish what you've got. And one of the things myself, John, and all ex-servicemen will tell you, we don't want to see any more wars. We saw enough. Not only the lads who were killed, lads who I went to school with are dead. 18. There's one, he was a marvellous sportsman and academic in the same class as me. He's now lying in a grave in Norway. He was in a Stirling bomber, which was shot down. He was killed. My own uncle, my mother's youngest brother, he was a navigator on Lancasters. He was shot down, but he became a prisoner. And you've seen that film, The Great Escape, Stalag Lup 3. Well, that wasn't exactly accurate because there were no Americans in it. He was in that camp. He, when they were found, captured, caught getting out, he was actually in the tunnel, and he managed to scramble back. 50 of those who got out were shot, murdered on the instructions of Hitler. And we never want to see this war, any war again. All right, we wear our medals. We wear them with pride. But it's to remember the lads who never came back with us. John and I will both tell you, we're not heroes, we're survivors. The heroes didn't come back. They're lying in graves all over in the sea. I saw them buried at sea. I've got a photograph here if you want to look at it. So that's our outlook on life has changed. It's precious. Believe me, you look after yours.
What you did in the forces, or we did anyway, you had people that you knew, the same as you would in a football team, but or any other team that you sports you have. You know everybody there, but one or two of you are absolute friends. But with us, we couldn't afford to make friends. Because 12 would take off, 9 would come back. So, you couldn't make friends.